For KXRW and X-Ray FM, I'm Barb Seaman.
Oh, and if you find anything that's like, sometimes we get t-shirts, underwear, socks, miscellaneous things, I'll get a box for those, because we do get that.
The first Sunday in June, and volunteers gathered together in a room at the Heathman Lodge in Vancouver to count and sort for the girls.
They've got a giant bag of bras, and they've got a box. They're counting them out.
That's Robin Helm, the director of the Gift of Lift program. She and the group are sorting a big pile of about 5,000 donated bras so they can get them to women who will wear them.
A lot of the beneficiaries were not accepting donations due to COVID and concerns about germs. And so we've just been storing them. And so as things open up and people get vaccinated, we thought it was really time to get ready to get counted and start distributing to our beneficiaries again. One of our main beneficiaries, our international partner, is Free the Girls, and they collect bras and then distribute them to Africa and South America to women who have been rescued from trafficking. And these women use the bras to set up cottage industries in their hometowns where they're returned to. And they make enough money to get an education, support their family members, and some have gone on to be home and land owners in areas where women just don't do that. So it's really a cool program. And then locally, we have all of our shelters and organizations that help people who don't have the resources to get what they want. We're in many of the schools who have resource centers, again, that provide to these girls. I'll get a box for those, because we do get them.
The Gift of Lift is one of the programs offered by the National Women's Coalition Against Violence and Exploitation.
And folks think it's just an undergarment that it's not needed, and it is needed.
That's Michelle Bart, the president and co-founder.
You know, we're in 5 school districts in Vancouver, Clark County, and Portland. And in those school districts, girls that can't afford bras, they're so expensive, or girls that are homeless that are in the school system, not having a bra opens them up to bullying. And we're able to provide those garments through the school districts for that purpose. So we've had one individual that contacted us. They needed like a double G. No Places, Macy's, all of these other places, no one had that size garment for her. They contacted us, and we actually had that because we get all kinds of sizes from double A to double K, you know.
We had one young girl who was a very large size, and it was her family was very poor, and so all they could afford for were sports bras, which didn't fit right and didn't make her feel good. And we were able to provide her with a collection of bras in her size. Some of them were really cute, which is important to high school girls. And when she got them, she just fell to her knees and cried because she'd never had anything so sweet. So
we are in Clark County Jail. So many of these bras that have wires, we have to pull the wires out, but they get the bras because when they're incarcerated, bras are the last thing that you're going to be given. You'll be given a suit, etc. So we're able to fulfill that need. We've given to YWCA Clark County. We've given to Council for the Homeless. So many people that are cancer patients will donate their prosthetic breasts because their insurance covers them or what have you. So we have partnered and thought outside the box 3 years ago, and they go to Janus Youth and Kaiser, who has a trans program, and individuals who've transitioned from male to female actually get them. And they can range almost $200 a pair. So that's a great Gift of Lift as well. And then they go to women that are survivors of cancer that their insurance won't pay for it, then we can provide them to them as well.
Since beginning in 2014, the Gift of Lift program has collected more than 30,000 bras. Drop-off sites are scattered throughout the Portland-Vancouver area, and you can find a list of places by going to giftoflift.org.
But ultimately, you know, no one ever thought a bra can make such a difference. So, and at the end of the day, we're able to make somebody's day and self-esteem more improved. So,
for KXRW and X-Ray FM, I'm Barb Seaman.